Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings on KGNU to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Leland, it's been a week now since the state legislative session wrapped up for the 2018 season. There were several bills pertaining to cannabis. Give us an overview of what was discussed, debated, and ultimately passed.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting session, I think. You know, I always remember Jonathan Singer, Representative Jonathan Singer, when I asked him how long will it take to get the marijuana regulations correct, and he reminded me that he was still doing alcohol bills 100 years later. So I think that, you know, this is going to happen, and, you know, as the new normal takes effect, definitely things will start changing. And I think we're still waiting for Governor Hickenlooper to nod one way or the other on House Bill 1258, which would create the limited tasting rooms. He hasn't given a nod one way or the other yet, so we're still kind of waiting. But there are some bills that passed or that didn't pass that are good for marijuana consumers. Senate bills 29 and 279 both lost. And these were, in my opinion, kind of idiotic bills. They would have used taxpayer dollars to fund research and development for one company to create a marijuana tracking technology. And it would spray something on the plants. And it just didn't seem like a very good idea at all, and both of them lost. House Bill 1286 passed. This is a really good one. It allows school nurses to give medical marijuana to students with a registry card while at school. This is just added to a bill that was passed a couple of years ago that allowed medical patients to be at school. So this is kind of a good thing. And also the legislation would add autism to the list of qualifying conditions for medical marijuana. So that's a really good thing. And House Bill 1381 addresses the kind of outdated vertical integration system which was in place in the original amendment, but has been changed over the years because it's really difficult for a business to grow their own product, to process their own product, and to sell their own product. So they're kind of getting away from that. Marijuana businesses are now allowed to provide limited samples to managers for quality control and product development purposes. You know, it's just one of those tight laws that were created at the beginning because of fear of what was going to happen. Another one will expand the number of out-of-state investments in the marijuana industry. This is something that's been coming up because you have to be a resident in order to invest, and there's not as much money coming into Colorado, so a lot of people are concerned about that, and this would do that. I think the loss was... the biggest loss for marijuana consumers was Senate Bill 261, which would have allowed doctors to write a medical marijuana recommendation for any condition, quote, for which a physician could prescribe an opiate for pain. I think that would have been a really good thing. I mean, we're in an opiate crisis. This would have given doctors some alternative to doing that, but it lost. House Bill 1092 lost. That would have created a pilot program to allow for marijuana delivery. This is something that's going to happen in the future. People are understandably maybe concerned about that, but this has been going on in Canada for 15 years and they haven't had that much problem with it. So I think that's something that will come up again.
Now, the bills that actually succeeded, was there pretty broad bipartisan support for them?
Almost all of them. Almost all of them had bipartisan support. I'm not sure of the exact numbers on that, but even the tasting room bill had bipartisan support, and that's the first time that's happened as far as having a place for social consumption.
Well, all of these bills still have yet to be signed by Governor Hickenlooper, so they're headed to his desk. Is there any indication that he's concerned about any of them and may veto them?
You know, I think that basically, since there's bipartisan support, I think he's going to support most of those. The only ones that people are really concerned about is this 1258 about the tasting rooms, even though the Marijuana Enforcement Division has called it, quote, an incremental approach, and that's the governor's own commission. He hasn't said one way or the other, so we're kind of waiting on that.
People can read more about this and other cannabis coverage online at sensimag.com and catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. And Leland Rooker will be back with us next Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you.